Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the skies are mostly clear with warm temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a lovely day to be outside. In Haifa, there are some clouds, but no rain is expected. Meanwhile, Eilut enjoys bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the U.S. launched its eighth consecutive night of strikes on Iran. These strikes aim to punish the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps for a deadly attack in Jordan. Also, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew from earlier this hour, tensions between the U.S. and Iran are escalating. Kuwait has intercepted drones and missiles from Iran. Tehran has issued a stark warning stating American soil will burn. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Hamas has begun a secret vote to select a successor for Sinwar. The Gaza Shura Council is reportedly backing Iran ally Khalil al-Haya over Khaled Mashal. Separately, I-24 News reported from earlier today that two U.S. troops were killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan and another soldier is missing. These U.S. strikes have reportedly targeted multiple sites across Iran's Hormozgan province. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that an IDF unit has shared insights into dismantling Hezbollah's Iranian-linked terror tunnels in Lebanon. The unit has evolved into an advanced laboratory of underground warfare. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that internal disputes within Iran pose a significant threat to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. He also noted that the U.S. prefers Israel stays out of the conflict, even if Iran attacks. A group named Standing Together, which focuses on Israeli-Palestinian solidarity, posted 19 minutes ago that violence in Gaza and the West Bank has persisted despite the ceasefire. They claim that the situation remains dire for civilians. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, posted half an hour ago that Jordan has evacuated King Hussein International Airport and Aqaba Seaport due to a security threat, according to the U.S. Embassy. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions. The Times of Israel outlines that U.S. strikes targeted locations in southern Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as U.S. bases in Kuwait face fire, and the UAE receives threats. Washington warns that Iran-backed groups might retaliate. The situation raises concerns about broader regional instability. Turning to the situation in Kuwait. As reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, Kuwait's defense forces successfully intercepted drones and ballistic missiles launched from Iran. This action follows another night of American bombardments. Tehran's recent threats suggest a potential escalation. Civilians in the region are urged to stay alert. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Ynet reports that Hamas's internal elections are underway to choose Sinwar's successor. Khalil al-Haya, an ally of Iran, appears to have the backing of the Gaza Shura Council. This decision could influence Gaza's political landscape and its relations with Iran. Lastly, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's ongoing efforts in Lebanon. The engineering unit, S2, is dismantling Hezbollah's intricate network of tunnels. This marks a shift in the unit's role, focusing on innovative underground warfare techniques. The dismantling of these tunnels is vital for security in the northern regions. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the urban renewal sector might see significant changes. A new model is being proposed to prevent reopening agreements with residents. This could streamline urban development projects. Separately, Globes has noted that Israel is easing power cable regulations to boost solar energy projects. Simplifying the process for moving high-tension lines could accelerate the growth of solar installations in cost-effective areas. And finally, CTEC from earlier reporting highlights a Michigan farming town that's become a focal point in the U.S.'s AI data center boom. The proposed $16 billion Stargate data center promises economic growth, but locals worry about potential water shortages and rising costs. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.